these, you interlocked the two.
Now stretch them quite as
soccer and the
quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
I felt like a reptile. Like a reptile. I felt like a reptile.
Shit. Yeah. You just gotta chill, because the more you move,
my balls don't appreciate it.
That's a good look. That's a good look.
That Moby's son that he didn't know he had.
Sound. Can someone do a clap?
That was in sync, wasn't it?
I think we're on to that.
Was it?
That was in sync.
All right, good.
Yeah, that wasn't two claps.
That was...
It was one power clap.
Are we on? Are we recording?
Yeah, you're good to go.
Wicked. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Full Reptile Radio. Got a bit of a different setup today. We've got the Raptors in as well, and a camera on the Raptors. And, well, he's got that pack on, that thing. That
would you call it a bum bag, fanny pack?
Well, we call it a bum bag. Yeah. In America, they call it a fanny pack.
I call it a utility pouch.
What's in it, Mystery?
I'll show you.
Because you don't know, do you?
No.
This is going to be a nice surprise for him.
This is going to be funny.
I was setting up and saw it and thought I'd whack it out.
It's just air pockets. It's just stuffing. So I can take a photo of it.
I won't be able to get back in now.
It doesn't look as good when it's easy.
That's going to sound great on the mic.
I'm about to say.
Oh, you're listening to it though, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't sound too bad.
Are they massive headphones, or have you got a tiny head?
Both.
Hashtag son of Moby.
And check them both out with their Raptors stuff on.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
I like it.
I like the custom sleeves.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, because I had nothing
to do with that. Although Mystery did take his sweatshirt off before Cage Warriors the other day.
Yeah.
Because he knows how many fighters love Jesus. And he's got Satan patches on both of his shirts.
Yeah, they are into Jesus, aren't they? There's a lot of people that...
Well, thanks. We were walking around in Cardiff. We went out to get a coffee on the day of the fights. And like, I remember when I was like 14, walking around in like my Cradle of Filth or my Marilyn Manson shirts. And like, I'd be with my parents at like Cork Abbey or Chatsworth, you know, where everyone's there in their Wellingtons and their wax jackets
with the Labradors.
And I had long hair and black nail varnish and those t-shirts on. And I remember getting those kind of looks, and it was like being out with a teenager with an offensive shirt on. It was quite funny watching people react.
I didn't even notice anybody.
Mate, this is the thing is, I struggle to give a fuck. But the one thing, I say that, but then I did buy myself a t-shirt, and all it says on it is polite as fuck.
Nice.
And it's not like blurred out or anything. And I just haven't had a good time when I can wear it.
Yeah.
Because I'm either always with the kids... And obviously they know what that word is, but at the same time, I don't need them to have a reason to read it.
No.
And then I just feel like I know I'm either going to see your mum or Stacey's nan, and I'll be like, oh, hi, and they'll be like, all right?
Yeah.
Because, it doesn't say cunt, which is even worse, but it may as well do. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Because the thing is, that word...
I mean, it's pretty big as well.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. And
of course it is.
You, the last word that holds it, like, because a lot of people from a previous generation see that as having the
you've
the,
said it now,
you the same impact.
That word,
yeah. See you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.
That, like, the older generation, it seems to have the impact it did in like 1961,
yeah.
Whereas now it just rolls off the tongue way too easy. And do you know what I mean? So, I've
a lot of women use it now, a lot of women are like have taken ownership of it,
yes, and they say it aggressively,
yeah.
It's just a word, though.
Which offends me.
Yes. I don't like it very much. It's very offensive. I'd like to hear Dominic Cruz say it. I think if Dominic Cruz said that word, it would forever then lose all power and meaning.
Do you think?
Oh, for real, instantly. If anyone heard it.
Do you think, so Dominic Cruz has got like the power to like de-weaponize a word?
Jesus. That'd you know, cool. If he... I know he's only got a couple
That'd
of losses
be a
on his...
power.
Yeah.
Like if you're an X-Man.
Well, why didn't he just whisper into
this is
into
an MMA podcast, by the way.
Yeah, for real. Why don't you whisper into his opponent's ears? Do you know what I mean?
Just
just read.
Well,
that's what
Koscheck was doing to Paul Daly when they fought, which is why Paul punched him after the bell.
Which he had it coming, yeah. We all know that he had it coming.
I just wish he'd have done it within the 15 minutes of the fight.
Yeah,
Dana was so angry. He walked past me because I was mic'd up for the fight. And as he walked past me, Dana looked at me and he was just like, you know what I mean? Like furious.
Oh, dad's
like,
mad.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah. Yeah. And he's like, it's finished. That's, yeah, not good.
And you just go, righto,
yeah.
Next fight. Next
if he one. Did it now, though, he'd be co-main event in his next...
For real, like, the thing is, there's been so much more shit that's happened since that you think, oh, I don't know if it's...
You know, one of my favourite photos, just on this same subject, you know the picture where you've got Nick Diaz and Jake Shields both standing next to each other and you can see the back of Jim Miller's head with, like, the red stripe? Yeah. And they're both, like fixing to punch him. It's one of my favourite MMA photos.
That's what it shouldn't
be with me.
Mayhem Miller.
Mayhem, of course.
Mate, that was at the... Wasn't that at the... What's it, Brawl?
Is it Strike Force?
Strike Force Brawl. Yeah. Yeah, Google that. Yeah,
it popped up. It was the anniversary of the Strike Force Brawl. It popped up on my Instagram. I'm looking around for my phone.
Well, to be fair, I didn't think Mayhem was doing a lot out of character. And he looked like he was building the fight. It was just that you had the whole Rat Pack in there. And he was like kicking a bee's nest.
The Rat Pack?
Yeah. Scrap pack?
Scrap pack.
The rat pack. They might have been singing. They might have been a little bit of doo-wop.
Fly me to the moon.
Kind of
bang.
Yeah. Fly me to the moon. Smack. Mayhem Miller is on the moon currently.
Always. I had a terrifying 6-hour round trip to Team Quest with him one time.
Oh, wow.
He picked me up outside a Legend.
Police escort.
Might as well have been.
Yeah.
Might as well have been.
I can believe it.
I had a second thoughts as soon as he pulled up because it's like this big, like raised up, just huge truck, as you can imagine. And I open the door and he's sitting in the driver's seat, just loads of gold, just loads of gold, teeth, everything. And one of the things he had a big gold AK-47 and then AK-47s all over his shirt as well. Like he'd gone full AK that day.
Why wouldn't you?
And he was like, come on, we're going. And it's a decent drive out. You're going inland in California and Temecula's like dry, like desert dry. And he's just...
screaming.
And he had all this shit on his dashboard that told him where like police helicopters were and this kind of stuff.
All the snoopers.
Oh, it was ridiculous, yeah.
If your mum had seen you get in that car, would she have not let you get in? You know that time when you needed to be there? She would have definitely, you're not going, you're like, thanks.
She would have definitely told me to put my seatbelt on. And like she did every time I went somewhere when I was a kid with somebody else.
Yeah, yeah. Give me three rings when you get there. Yeah. Is that a British thing?
It is. Three rings.
Yeah. Because basically, if you ring someone and they don't answer, it didn't cost anything back in the day. So you'd give your mum three rings to let you know you're back. But I'll always remember my mum would sit there like, don't get it. Leave it. It's definitely two. Oh, two and a half.
Four? Who's ringing at this time of night?
Mate.
Hey? Parents.
That happens to me now, though. I get it now. Because I'm a parent. And I get it in the phone rings. I'm like, because our landline, it's either Stacey's mum, Stacey's nan, or my mum.
Uh-huh.
That's it. No one else really rings it. My dad will ring it if he's rang my phone and I've not answered. Just say, answer your phone.
Cheers, and then he'll hang up and call you on that phone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But like now, when the phone rings late, I literally just stare at it like it's some sort of crazy artifact in the corner. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Why is that making noise? Yeah, it's not nice, man. Not nice, especially when the kids aren't in.
You're not talking nearly.
I'm not scratching.
Although Mystery's got the headphones on, so
sounds fine.
Sounds all right, does it?
Yeah, fine.
Maybe I'm just being a bit unnecessarily. You're all right, aren't you?
I've definitely sat or stretched one of my knackers, and it's so painful. And
really?
The thing is, because Ben's paws are about the same size as my balls, whenever he wants to sit on me, you know when dogs do that thing, and they're like, "Oh, I think I'm just gonna make this soft." Fucking hell, he keeps doing it, and he's like, his accuracy is 99.9%.
Really?
Yeah, same as Ham Anderson in the first round. Yeah, good stats, man. But I don't know. I think now, after watching the card at the weekend, that made me feel old. Being old has made me feel old. And then sitting on one of my own knackers makes me feel as old as white dog shit. I swear to God. I don't know what it is. And then I'm sat there nursing my poorly testicle, watching the fights. And I was like, oh... We've got, what's his name on there? I've even forgot his name. That's because I'm getting old. Glover Teixeira's on there. I was like, man.
Who's also getting old?
He's old as fuck. How old is Glover Teixeira? And I was like, he's older than you, right? By a year.
You've got to get shit together, man.
That's what made me feel fucking old. Because I was looking at him thinking, yo.
Yeah.
Because he looked in danger in the first round. I know we are now talking about
fights.
He looked old in the first round. But then he showed a lot of his experience coming through. But then when he said, oh yeah, he's 39, I was thinking, oh, I wonder how many years he's got left. I was like, hold on, I'm 38.
Yeah. And what did he say into the mic at the end? I'll be around for a while. Yeah.
See you soon. I'm not going to Bellator, by the way.
Yeah, thank goodness for that.
Yeah, for real.
I still think he's still competitive in this division.
Yeah.
I've not got the UFC. Oh, no, I've got the UFC rankings pulled up. Where is it?
I don't really look at the rankings.
Do you not? No. I keep the UFC rankings page up all the time, and I refresh it every time I open my laptop because it's constantly moving. I'm not massively sold on the idea of rankings because I think it's very difficult in MMA.
For real? Is it right that they were bought in when it was who had the rights to
Fox,
UFC?
Was Fox. It Fox?
Fox had to bring it in to give it some sort of score so that it made sense because they didn't understand fighting.
I like the fact that we've got them. I don't know necessarily how the structure of the rankings work.
Yeah.
Because I don't know anybody that's involved in the rankings.
No.
In the whole time I've been working MMA, I've never met anybody that contributes to the rankings.
Oh, really?
I don't know who they are.
Who's doing it?
I don't know. I mean,
Jesus.
Maybe. Well, not now. Not now. We've got Mystery sitting there with his. Although we've picked his fight name. Did you see the meme on my?
I haven't seen it. I stayed off social all day yesterday because I didn't want to see any. There was the Bellator card that was decent because it had Benson on there and Rory. There was Cage Warriors and there was UFC, and I was like,
that's why I've not seen anything else, is because I was at Cage Warriors, which we'll talk
about. Yeah, we'll definitely talk about.
But you didn't see the meme that I put on
Is it good?
Oh, dude, it's an original meme. I created it.
Well, the thing is, I went to my phone for 1 minute because this is my fucking reading into stupid shit again. There was a text conversation between, I'm in a group with you and Wad, and it was nothing to do with the fights until, I think,
let's have a look. You will have seen this. You will have seen this if you follow me on Instagram.
What
would your fight name be? Pablo Satan.
Would you have to say it like Pablo Chacon, though?
Although I didn't get as many likes as I do for other things as well, so I'm not sure if it's a popular nickname.
I still like Sheldon.
We'd definitely get you on a card in Rio, though, with a nickname like that. Oh, yeah. Can you imagine?
Pablo Pitbull Satan. John Pablo Pitbull Satan.
That's nice.
He's native Brazilian.
Junior.
Yeah, yeah. With a what's it mask. I was in that group with you, and it was nothing to do with fights. So I was like, I can read this. And you were talking about, had there been a fire alarm or something in Cage Warriors?
Oh, so, no, in the hotel.
Oh, right, okay.
Like we're sitting watching the fights in the hotel room. Like we'd been to Cage Warriors. We were at Cage Warriors while the prelims were starting. And then we did like a post-fight show, which is on the YouTube channel. Go and check that out. It's me, Jack Shaw, Dean Truman, Corey McKenna, and Rich Shaky Shaw, Jack Shaw's dad and coach. And we're going to do it after Cage Warriors now. We're going to just kind of gather a few people together and just have
everyone's
a bit of
buzzing.
Like
everyone's at that right sort of frame of mind.
And there was loads of, I mean, unfortunately, they were breaking the cage down. So the banging in the background is that. But we're going to start doing it from now on. It's good to have a conversation with the fighters afterwards. Anyway.
It's nice they've got a studio finally.
Yeah, right. That's a good, dude, they've got a really good setup studio now. I'll have to show you. It's like it packs down and they just take it with them.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we stole some cards off them. Look at that.
I'll take
they're blank. They're blank. But we can all play Bruce Buffer. Oh, no. Right?
Mate, how fast is... I'm surprised he hasn't caught anyone yet.
I'm surprised. Yeah, exactly. Just...
Yeah.
Have you seen my face? This is 15 minutes of play sparring with Jimmy Warled. It's a good thing you've got my good side, if there is such a thing.
Yeah, because it is coming through more and more. It's swollen like my balls.
Yeah, probably.
Something like that.
Swollen like my nuts.
Yeah.
So the reason I mentioned that was because then I had an interest into, oh my God, the boys have been in like a bit of a fire drill, that shit. So I carried on reading. Bear in mind, I've strictly stayed off everything else.
Uh-huh.
And then you said to Wad, sorry, yeah, we were watching the fights.
Mm-hmm.
And he replied, oh, I've seen the Jacare result, but other than that, I haven't seen anything. So the minute I saw like a word that was relevant to fighting, I was like, ooh.
Just threw your phone out the window.
No, turn it off. Cancel all. And I was like, fuck. So even though, obviously, spoiler alert, we know the result now. The whole time I was just waiting for Jacare to win. Mm. And that's because I just fucking look into everything. And I was so angry with myself because at the time I almost text back to say, thanks, Wad.
Yeah.
And he went, well, I didn't say anything. Which he didn't say anything. But normally if you say, have you seen the Jacare fight? It's because Jacare won, I think.
Yeah.
So yeah.
What did you think to Hermansson? I thought he looked brilliant. Bit gun shy in the first round. I called a first round knockout. I thought he was really? Going to go in there and blitz him. I just saw him the last couple of fights that he's had. He stepped in there with such confidence, and he's just put it on people. I mean, what the finish? The David Branch one was fast, wasn't it?
It was.
Like I was expecting him just to think, right, this is my opportunity. I'm going to come out with loads of momentum. I'm going to put it on him. Yeah, David Branch first round. Mershot was first round.
Yeah.
So well, I mean, he's got a lot of first round finishes as well.
The Brad thing Scott, is,
Alex Nicholson.
But even if you had David Branch, Mershot, and Tolles Lighters in the cage at the same time against him, it's not as dangerous as Jacare.
True. Yeah. No.
Then that's no slight on those guys.
I totally agree.
Like. For me,
I just kind of feel like Jacare's at the point in his career where, like, someone could jump on him. You know what I mean? And yeah. I thought Hermansson was going to be that guy.
Well, it was when he dropped him, and then because I listened to Nick and Adam, they were talking about he's probably going to try and sub him to be the only guy to ever sub him, and I was like, yeah, maybe, but he's put it on everyone else that well that he's looked strong doing it. When he did jump into that really awkward guillotine, and I know obviously he knows what he's doing, but to get Jacare, you've got to really get Jacare.
Yeah.
And it
was tight as well.
It was tight, man. And Jacare did the right thing.
It was amazing to watch him escape it.
Yeah, for real. Especially if you listen to Dominic Cruz break it down. That was exciting as fuck. It was the best. Well, you see, that's what's going to happen. What's that? Well, the next guy to knock him out will be the next guy to knock him out. All right.
You know, one day you're going to come over here to record the podcast, and I'm just not going to be here.
Dominic Snooze will be there.
Dominic
the Snooze. What are you saying, dude?
It will just be Dominic Cruz, and nobody else will mention it at all. You'll be like, you know, like on Anchorman, you're not Ron Burgundy.
Yeah.
Like, you're not Dan. That'd be quite funny. Video that. But we'll punk him one day.
Just with Dominic Snooze.
For his 40th birthday.
That would be awesome. Imagine. Because then let's break it down, Dom. God, that would be a long 7 minutes, wouldn't it? Hello and welcome.
He's got so much good technical information, though.
Yeah, but...
Although I couldn't hear most of it because the fire alarm was going off.
And you tuned it out.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, right, it was almost... I read it on Twitter earlier that someone said, Dominic Cruz's commentary sounds like someone having a text argument with their girlfriend. And I was like, I can't really disagree with that. And the thing is, like you say, there's a lot of technical information that comes out. But did you feel at one point, I can't remember which fight it was, it was the first one I watched, which would have been the opener to the main card, which was it Sanhagen-Lineker?
No, Roosevelt Roberts was okay. The opener for the card.
Okay, so I was watching that, and he said three-piece. He didn't say a soda. He said three-piece about 9 times. And it just reminded me of
maybe he's been listening to that jam. Maybe he's been listening to the
remix.
The song by Saul.
It was good.
Chasing Status Saul.
Yeah.
Check it out. It's on the Raptors were fiddling with the music video for it.
It was good, man. I did enjoy it.
It's good.
But did he remind you of like someone's dad that watched Peter Kay Top of the Tower for the first time and starts just saying garlic bread and things and trying to be cool? Do you know what I mean? Trying to say buzzwords and it's like, hey up, garlic bread. Hey, booked it, packed it, fucked up. Listen, 2001 rang and said, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, but everyone was on that at the time.
They were, and everyone was on the three-piece.
Although, would it be retro now? Has enough time passed?
Maybe.
18 years?
Maybe.
That's a whole person.
It is a while, isn't it? Yeah.
That's a full-grown person.
It's a whole adult.
Right.
But it's like, Jorge Masvidal, fair play to him. That was off-the-cuff gold. But Dom's just ruined it.
Yeah?
Yeah. He just ruined it. He said it too many times.
I like the Great Game Bread shirts. Have you seen them?
Yeah, I do like them.
I'm going to have to go and grab one of them.
I can make you one. It'd be fully custom. We'll just tell George.
Just
tell him, listen, we just bootlegged two or three
of
these.
He won't mind. Yeah, that's his style, right?
Shipping's ridiculous. Yeah. He wouldn't pay for it, would he?
No.
Fuck.
No, of course he
would.
He'd steal it off someone at the gym.
Yeah.
I totally believe that.
What is the t-shirt, the game bread?
It just says three-piece.
Yeah, and then he's got the Scarface one as well. Have you seen that?
Yeah. With his long hair.
Very cool.
Who else we got? Where do you want to start? Because I know we've just touched on the main event.
Yeah, like I said, I need to catch up on the undercard. I saw some of the Arlovski fight, and then I watched the Ben Saunders fight, but that was prime smoke alarm time.
Okay.
Well, although we didn't leave the room, we were just like, no.
Did you do a Joey and touch the floor? Like, we've still got time.
we can make it to the co-main event. No, it was just, we knew that, because there were a bunch of women staying in the hotel that were making all kinds of noise when they arrived.
Girls. When you arrived, just strolling in with your chest rig on. What's this full of? Packing peanuts. Walking in the billy strut.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, so we were at Cage Warriors until kind of halfway through the card, and then there was smoke alarm stuff. So I was tuned in properly for the Sanhagen-Lineker fight.
Okay, well, we can go there. I mean, the one thing on Arlovski, he looked better than he's looked in the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
He came out, he was throwing, he definitely won the fight. And then it was a split? Yeah, there was a load of split. I think it was 3 or 4 on this card.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was disappointed for him. Absolutely got to. Ben Saunders, I know you just said you saw that. That was impressive.
Dude, Mike Perry.
Oh, Jesus.
See Mike Perry dancing.
Mike Perry dancing with Cowboys music was fucking gold.
Brilliant. I can watch him every week.
Could you imagine if Mike Perry went to like Thailand and did a couple of weeks there, like what's his name?
Oh, like Khalil Rountree.
Khalil Rountree went to Thailand and just consumed Thailand's soul
just
in a week and was like, that'll be all right.
Yeah.
Imagine if Perry did that. Because he just still seems so fucking raw.
No. So where would you could send him somewhere else? Send him somewhere other than Thailand.
I don't know, man. Where would you send him?
I don't know.
Like Russia, just do a whole Rocky IV.
Yeah. That'd be kind of
far
fun.
Too technical. I don't know if his girlfriend can do as many, or his wife
send
can
him
do
to
as
Japan
many
and learn sumo.
Imagine he'd do it.
Yeah. Well, the way he stands, he kind of stands square.
Mate,
you know what I mean? If he can e-Honda somebody up against the fence.
Yeah. Yeah, he'd kill it.
Yeah.
That was mate. Well, right. So,
did you see any Cage Warriors?
I watched the main.
I saw the main.
Yeah,
because his takedown defense is ridiculous,
insane. And then even it looked, and I'm not taking anything away from his opponent. When he was in the third, it looked effortless. Mm. It looked like everything that he'd done in the first and second to bring it round to that. If that was the game plan, outstanding.
Yeah,
like just the way that it seemed so effortless for him to then take his time, like breathe through everything, and he just seemed so relaxed that, that when it came, I was like, "Yo,
yeah." It was. I mean, I just think he's ready. He's ready for the UFC now. He's ready to sign because at this point, he's in kind of a holding pattern now. You're going to find someone else that's going to be, you know, as good as Scott Malone, unless you look at someone that's already been to the UFC. That's the only other way of doing it.
Yes.
But he's already beaten Vornley.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, what do? You get him another UFC vet? I want to see him signed. I think he's ready. I think, especially with that takedown offense as well. It's so rare that you see someone, like, especially, I mean, obviously I've given the UK fighters a bad rep with takedown defense.
Yeah, it does often come up.
You know, like Brad Pickett's takedown defense was good.
Yeah.
Very good. But
Brad
that
Pickett
was still
beat,
learned.
DJ.
Yeah.
Have I a know. Word.
But that was still learned, like, kind of post career, post professional career. Like, he'd already started fighting before he really got into the.
Well, sure, it just seems to be. It's like downloaded on the
Scott
Matrix.
Scott Malone's good as well. Good in the clinch.
Real.
Remember what he did to Adam Amasinga, and we know how good Adam is.
Yeah.
You know, that was, you know. I think he's definitely the next champ once Jack Shaw gets signed.
Yes.
I think Jack Shaw's probably got his number.
Yeah, yeah. I think the thing is as well, it was almost uncomfortable when he was having his interview in the cage. He's like, what's next for you? And he's like, hopefully the UFC will ring me. If not, I suppose I can do another one.
That's the only thing. Thing he could do with is just being a bit more, this is what I want.
Yeah.
I'm ready for the UFC. Call
I've
me.
I've earned this.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking ring me, motherfuckers.
Yeah. And he said Big Show as well. And I don't want to see him go to Bellator. We kind of lose him into like a mist of inactivity.
Well, the thing is with Bellator, I know, I can't remember who it was the other day, they referred to it as Bamator. Because obviously everything from Bellator, from Bama went that way.
Yeah.
So there is a massive pool there now.
Yeah. Whereas you've got loads of good UK talent.
Oh, yeah, there's nothing wrong with
any of
the fighters.
I don't know
if
they're doing enough to promote the fighters. That's my concern.
Well, he turns into a medium fish in an oversized pond.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas for the UFC,
he'd be a small fish in the UFC pond for sure.
Yeah. But it's a much more concentrated.
Yeah, yeah. He's ready to be building.
Yeah, for real.
And
so
you know,
I was impressed, man.
Where's the? Let me have a quick look at the rankings. Bantamweight, like you look at the bantamweight rankings, and there are guys south of 10 Like, Thomas Almeida's excellent, but yeah. You know, you could think 2-3 fights into his UFC career, Jack Shaw's going to be ready to step up.
Yeah.
He's 11-0 now.
And but the thing is, he's got that confidence as well. He's not just talking the talk. I mean, he's getting it done.
He's not
time.
Even talking the talk.
No, I don't.
He's like he's very humble. He's very kind of quietly spoken and just kind of, you know, a bit laid back. I was hoping when he got on the mic, he was going to be like, right, I'm ready now.
Do you reckon we could send him on holiday with Darren Till for a week?
That'd be a good
idea.
Just
for a training camp.
We could take him to Vegas with us.
I would lend him the t-shirt. Yes. We'll see you there. Definitely see you there. International Fight Week. What are you going to do, Ben?
Oh, what is he going to do?
He's not going to have a walk for a little bit, that's what. Oh. Are you, mate? I'll bring him some stuff back.
You'll be sick of walking.
Some dancing girls, mate. That's it.
Really, yeah?
Yeah, for Ben.
For Ben, of course.
I bought these for my dog.
What about Greg Hardy? His opponent just looked terrified, I'll be honest.
Yeah, like
Smoliakov, Dmitry Smoliakov.
Because Greg Hardy, he didn't really even look. Nothing about that fight was very good.
It just didn't feel competitive.
It didn't feel competitive. I wasn't really jazzed for it in the first place. There's the whole background with Greg Hardy. It's one of them where I feel like it's almost being forced on me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because the thing is, I know they've done it with certain fighters where they've gifted them certain people, and you see it all the time. But we don't really know who he is. So for me, Mike Perry all day is a co-main. Glover is a co-main.
Yeah.
Even like Orlovsky, even Jim Miller, any of them. Like Angela Hill is a great fighter. That get them up there. They've earned it. Whereas it's just sometimes, you know, when people get that little bit of a pass,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, all right, is he a good dude? Yeah, he's a solid dude. He deserves this. All right, CM Punk, we've got your back. You can sell some to fights. Ah, is this guy a solid dude? Bit of a shady cunt.
Yeah.
Is he? Yeah, prove it. Watch this. All right, well, there's an illegal knee that he meant to do because he was out of breath.
Yeah.
Fair enough. What about his background at home? Yeah, he's a bit wild. When you say wild, would you introduce him to your daughter? No, you wouldn't.
So what about the Fight Disciples debate the other day about having him higher up on the card will encourage more people to watch the people on the card before him.
And that's why I just leave him to it.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, no matter what I feel about it, they're not going to change the listing for me. So I can't get too mad about it. No, but they can't even get the website straight, but it's one of them.
I know. We do need you to do the UFC website.
It's just shit like... Not, just
we'll speak to Dana in July.
We'll sit down with him when we're playing Penny Can.
There we go. Penny Can.
We're going to... Yeah, come and find us.
You're obsessed with this.
Because we're gonna have a tournament, mate. We're going to have an international...
These are kind of the ideal cups for it, really, though.
Perfect. And we'll take a bag of 2 peas.
Not to plug a product. I'll just hold this here for a minute.
That's a nice product. Where's that from?
Yeah.
That's nice, engraved as well. That's not even printed.
It's nice, right?
Yeah, laser engraved. Yeah, Imagine that.
Classic. You want that clipped on your backpack, really. I'd even need to drink out of it. It's more of an accessory than anything.
But ultimately, I'd need to buy myself and my wife one because I don't want her to leave her out. So how would we differentiate between the two if I bought my wife one? Is there another design?
You should probably have the design that's on your shirt. That'd look cool on it.
That'd be good. We could do that. So if we have one which is a medallion and one which is a visionary. Oh,
there
man.
We go. And then we could do the pop-up thing like that when I point, but then it won't work like it did on the BT video.
Here it is. Put a link in.
Made me look like a right twat. Right?
Who's my favourite?
They were like, what we want you to do is, we want you to stand next to the TV, and then when he says, click here, you point up the top corner, and we'll put it in. I'm like, you're going to do that, aren't you? Yeah, we'll do it. We'll do it before we post the video.
It was the way that you were over-animated. It was like, boop, press here, boop. It was like, you know, they just sat there thinking, he's going to fucking... Yeah, you're swimming, there's a shark behind you.
Should we post it? Yeah, post it. Fuck him.
Mate, I love it.
Yeah. He stayed up all night, he was being a prick.
Yeah, fuck him. Yeah, he kept setting fire alarms off.
It was not us. I thought we were going to get the blame for... I thought the Raptors were going to get the blame for that, of course, that I was going to pass the blame on to...
I often get that look. People do look at me as if to say, you're going to cause trouble. And it's normally because I am.
Yes.
I am normally going to cause
trouble.
To be
fair.
Yeah, there's a lot of time.
To be fair. I've started saying that. These two say that all the time as well. So if I start dropping that into commentary, you know it's the Raptors' fault, to be fair.
We're going to have about 12 podcasts with different names of like, one's called Do You Know What I Mean? One's called Chatting Shit for Days.
Although we were speaking to Mark at the weekend, and we do keep nudging him.
We needling him for a listen.
Him a little bit. But I decided to call the podcast Listen because that's what he says.
And then he stops saying it.
You know? What was it? What was he saying instead? There was something that he... No, it's gone.
I can remember when he was saying it.
I've been wall-headed today.
Yeah.
My brain's not working anymore.
No, you've been...
He smushed me up in the corner against the fence. Fortunately, I had headgear on. Not headgear for my benefit. Headgear so Jimmy could elbow me and not cut me.
Just Jimmy protection.
Just
oh man, that's
And he still managed to fuck up my face. Although I have kind of missed looking bruised.
Yeah, well, you got some war wounds now. At least now when you're going to go and start fight with funeral directors and stuff, well, they know that you mean business.
Oh, twat. He had it coming.
Although, you did have it coming.
For the amount of fights I've had, I don't have enough marks on my face. I look at some of the other guys, some of the guys that come in the gym, and they're like just coming out of their amateur career, and I'm like, dude, you got some cool scars.
Yeah. And one of the big things I say, and no matter if it's my kids or someone else's kids, when they're playing around and they fall over or something, and it's like, yo, chicks dig scars. And I even say it to my daughters, and we were out once, we were at a park, because I called both of them bro. So like, if I see either of them, I go, easy bro. I think I even messaged your sister the other day and I said something bro. It's just standard, it's just natural stuff. So I called them bro and dude, and like one of them fell over, was a bit upset, and I was like, hey, it's all right, bro, chicks dig scars. And so she jumped back up and ran off. And like this other parent looked at me and was like, she definitely looks like a girl.
That's equality parenting, isn't it?
It is equality parenting. And it's just easier. Just call them all bro. Like most people, if I forget someone's name, which happens a lot, it's just dude.
Yeah, mate.
Mate. A lot
although,
of mate.
Although I do call people mate that I do know the name of as well. Yes. So, you know.
When I was in Australia, people thought, not when I was in Australia, when I was in Cuba, everyone thought I was Australian because I called everyone mate. Because my wife wouldn't let me call them duck. I got told off.
That's a very very colloquial thing.
Very, right? Very, very,
it's
very,
very, very. I think it's only the Midlands, isn't it?
It is.
Nottingham, Derby.
It's very natural to go, Tarduk, thanks, Duck, cheers, Duck. And when you're in Cuba, I was like, Tarduk. And they're like, you said Duck? Duck. Like, quack, quack, Duck. Is that you? Quack, quack, Duck. Yeah, but it's just being that we're bros, me and you. Can I have another drink? Yes. Cheers, Duck. Quack, quack. No, you don't have to do that. But yeah, so she banned me, so I had to call people mate instead.
Yeah.
Not good.
What else on the card stood out to you? I've heard that Gilbert Burns looked very good, so I'm going to go back and watch that.
Well, looking.
First fight on the ESPN preliminary card, won by Rene Kichoko over Mike Davis.
Dude. Yes, because Mike Davis, he chatted a lot of mad shit about, if you take me down, you can't hold me down.
Mm-hmm.
And he did.
Mm.
And he did it looking good as well. I mean, don't get me wrong, he looks the part. He looked good.
Yeah.
But, he...
Gilbert's good, though. I've trained with him. He's tough. Mate. Strong, tough. And
he survived a while. He survived the rear naked for a while. Yeah. A bit longer than normal. What you'd expect. Because he's like a four-time BJJ world champion or some shit. But his striking looked good as well.
Yeah.
He was catching...
It's the ATT, isn't it?
He was good, man. Was that his debut?
Gilbert Burns?
Yeah.
Nah.
I didn't think it was. That's what I thought at the time. They said it's Gilbert Burns. And I didn't want to go on to...
He had 7 fights outside of the UFC.
Oh, that's it.
And now he's 15-3.
Well, I didn't... You know, I've done it before where you're halfway through watching a card and then you get like a brain fart and you'll think, who did Orlovsky fight last? Just like a twat. And you go straight to Sherdog and you'll see a main event result. You're like, twat. But then you carry on and you press a person or you'll Google it a bit cleverer and you'll be like, Orlovsky, Sherdog. So you get it the direct link. But then it'll tell you the fight that's just happened. Have you ever done that?
No, because I watch the fights live, so I'm not bothered about seeing the Sherdog record.
No, I get it a lot. It was Mike Davis.
I'm sacrificing years of my life by staying up all night to watch the cards regularly.
I don't know, I think it's working well. I mean, almost what are you always. Now? You're nearly 37. It's only the salt and pepper that's...
Am I only 37?
What am I?
No.
38. Huh? Yeah, so you're 37, right?
I am 37. No, okay. I'm 37 soon.
Soon, yes.
Soon.
There's currently 2 years between us. Can you believe it? 2 weeks' time, there's going to be a year.
Isn't it, right? What's the fight night this weekend coming up? I've not even looked, because I tell you
dude,
why, Jimmy Warhead's fighting this weekend. Jimmy Warhead and Craig Turner are fighting this weekend.
Yes, we've got some Bellator. Where is it, Birmingham?
Birmingham, Bellator.
Nice.
Be cornering for the first time in a long time.
Do you have to do it in disguise? You've got to shave your stash off or something?
I am going to do something. Shaving. I'll be in disguise in some way or other. I might dress up as Jimmy Warhead, grandma, dye my beard ginger.
Can we do your tattoos like they did in Snatch? You know, when they paint them on.
Did they really?
Yeah. My mates.
Oh, that's no good.
So Paul, Stacey's cousin, Paul, Ted Feckintastic is his name.
Right.
He's got a lot of bubblegum tattoos. They're like shit dragons, shit panthers. He's got some cool ones now, but like, because he grew up quite a few years ago, he got all the bubblegum tats. And the guy that he then started going to get all the nice ones done was the guy who actually painted all the tattoos in Snatch.
Nice.
Which is kind of cool.
Nice.
And a bit random for you.
We've got loads of tattoo trips coming up. We're gonna get tattooed in Vegas for sure.
All day.
I'm not sure exactly who's tattooing us in Vegas, but I've got a couple of ideas.
I trust you.
I saw Cammy Stewart's brother at Cage Warriors, who tagged me in a photo, which was very, very cool to see. And they're up in Dundee, and we're going to go in and get tattooed by them as well. Where else are we going? Hayden, down in London, who was one of the security guards for the UFC, like the backstage blue shirt guys. He's running the full-time studio now.
Oh, nice.
There's a guy out in Belfast called James Conway, who came to my book signing. He's an awesome tattoo artist, so we're going to go there.
Dude.
And we're going to video it. So we're going to go and get tattooed.
Video
and
diary.
There we go.
That's sore as
fight ink. Fight ink. Mm. Boom. Well, oh, and the intro. We've already got the intro done for that as well.
I have to take you to Tony as well then, because I can't leave Tony out.
Yeah?
Yeah. He's at Ink Kings. He's my boy. I think he's retiring, to be fair, but I still like to take you down there.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll just get a very small visionary.
There we go.
Yeah. On our eyelids.
On our eyelids.
Just one, please.
The fight card this weekend is really good.
Wait. Just one sec. Because you're bouncing off this. And
oh, sorry. Is there more? Go on then. Tell me what I'm going to talk about.
How good was Glover?
He was good, right? Yeah, he was good. I thought we'd already touched
no,
him. Is there more?
I was saying because he's old. I just wanted to give him props. Because it was more.
You not forgot that we've talked about Glover because you're getting old, right?
I know that I'm getting old. And I'm pretty sure that I've spoken about most stuff already. I'm going to tell you a story in a minute. Be like, you told me that last week. It's just old. just bear with me. You know, When he sunk in the rear naked, did you see how fast the other guy tapped?
Mm.
Like literally before his arm was under his neck, his fingers were extended. That's giving up, right?
Yeah. We've seen it quite a bit recently though. Like Alex Oliveira in his last fight against Gunnar Nelson.
Yeah,
I think there's a point where fighters get to, and the thing is, when there are certain times when you are forced to give your back because the guy you're fighting is just too good.
Yes.
And you know, they're your Damian Maia kind of people.
Yeah.
But then there are also fighters that they expose your back because you're just done fighting.
Yes.
And I always use this as an example. Like Daniel Cormier is the perfect example of this. Two times against Rumble. Anthony Johnson. You know, beat him up to the point where he's exhausted and he's not fighting him.
Yeah.
And then and then you sink in that rear naked choke. I think it's going to be the most popular submission in MMA in a few years' time.
I can't remember who said it. Someone said that it's like if you get caught in a rear naked, you've given it to them.
Mm.
And I know we spoke about this before because we're old, but it's maybe there is the exception with like Damian Myers and stuff. But other than that, I mean, he was literally as soon as, because Glover had rocked him, there was no massive clear punches on the ground. But then when he just sort of covered up and he put his arm around his neck and he was like, okay, I'll wait for you to tap now.
Yeah. We recorded the Inside the Octagon for the Rose fight.
Yeah.
And she's got a really nice technique on her rear naked choke. And I'll break it down in the video so you all can see it. But like she goes across the chin and goes palm to palm. And then Eddie Bravo used to call it ratchet. You kind of ratchet it in and then you slide through.
Ooh.
And it's so then what you tend to find is that you get deeper in the rear naked choke. So then the center part of the throat is actually in the crease of the elbow.
And then when
so whenever you see Rose with it, usually her elbow's pointing forward, which means that it's a blood choke. It's either side. But she uses that really nicely and then goes into the...
Is that the one that...
We're doing rear naked chokes tomorrow. Like that. That's the one, yeah. We're doing rear naked chokes tomorrow. That's my prediction for the weekend. I think Jimmy's going to beat this guy into a rear naked choke.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
I'd love to see
it. Can't imagine he listens to the podcast, right?
No.
Shout out to you, Pietrini. Yeah. Don't come this weekend, fuck.
No.
Don't come.
I thought you meant Jimmy. They just text you. Talk anything good? Nah.
Nah.
Owen's old as fuck, sat on his bollocks. Done. What else? Not a lot.
There we go. That's the tagline for the podcast.
Summarised. I want to see him, Joe Villasenor, this guy.
Yeah.
Just this last walk, just fully strut up, as confident as a motherfucker, and just ping, just bingo him straight out.
Yeah, I would love to
see
that.
And then just be like, yeah, in a bit. Here's my gloves.
Yeah.
See you at the gym.
That'd be nice.
Gym.
At the gym.
See you at the gym.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm going to roll over with him on Thursday. and Friday to do his weight cut with him. But he's like, he's good at the moment. He's brought his weight down. He's like, he's close to his weight, so he's not got a big cut, which means he can keep his work rate up. And
nice.
I'm excited for it. And then obviously I'm going to shoot straight back and watch this this card. Anything else from the weekend? Any more fights you want me to talk
about? No, I was just surprised with myself because I managed to watch more than I normally would.
Did you see the Glover Teixeira fight? Did you?
It was interesting, good, right? Wasn't it? Because he's old. Did you see Jim Miller? You didn't see Jim Miller.
I didn't.
He took like, are they all his kids? He's got like 9 kids.
Has he?
It was an early fight and they were on the front row and there's his missus and like, just like the cast of Annie sat there. And the thing is, Jim Miller's...
The Millers.
Yeah, meet the Millers. Not the cool ones, not the naked Jennifer Aniston ones. But the thing is...
How many times do you suggest that a week to Stace? Oh, we should watch Meet the Millers. It's funny.
Any time is a good time to watch that. Mate, Jennifer Aniston. And Jennifer Aniston in Horrible Bosses.
Yeah.
Where she is a...
She's too old for you boys.
She is like absolutely.
He does. Mystery does like
and
him
she's
old.
She's not old, man.
He does like him old.
Well, mind you, yeah. She's nearly 50.
Well, older.
Mate, she's rocking.
She's close to 50, yeah.
Yeah, I think she is 50. But she is a smoke show. And then there's a line in Horrible Bosses where she's sexually harassing, what's his name, off of Charlie Day. And she tells him that she fingers herself so hard, she broke a nail. Jennifer Aniston said
that. Is
that
your ringtone, yeah?
Fucking is it. I can't hear it. It makes my knees funny. That's what happened to my knot.
There you go.
Yeah, I passed out, just cracked my knot on something. Oh, what was that? Someone said that Jennifer Aniston line. Which one? Not the finger.
Well, at least we sold it.
Yeah.
At least we know what caused it now.
Yeah, premature.
Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston's premature tickling. Scruffy bugger.
What about the fight card this weekend? Aya Quinta Cerrone.
I can't wait.
As it's going to be a great
keep
fight.
Calling him La Quinta.
La Quinta. That's a hotel, isn't it?
That was number one Raptor and the Fight Disciples.
Really? Oh, yeah. Well, they always butcher the names, don't they? That's kind of their thing.
But I'm looking forward to it, man. I don't know. I hope Cowboy wins. But Aya Quinta's just got that absolute... He's just going to steamroll in.
He's going to go to the body, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's going to throw big hooks to the body.
Yeah.
And I still like Cowboy at welterweight, I'll be honest.
Yeah. Thing is, it's not like Al's soft in any area.
Mm-mm.
He's just a dog. I mean, the thing is, he went 5 rounds with Khabib.
Yeah.
That's fucking nuts. I don't know. The thing is with Cowboy...
He must be feeling like he could beat Khabib on a full training camp.
All day.
His confidence must be sky high.
All day. Well, he always... Like, from the minute that he burst onto the scene on Ultimate Fighter, he's never really disappointed. He's never really not shown up. I mean, to beat Kevin Lee twice...
Yeah.
That's fucking bonkers. Thing is with Cowboy, he's got that new fire from having danger... Not danger in his life of diving and nearly died. I mean, the small child that he made.
Danger.
Yeah, who's a proper... How cool is that? Danger. He's going to turn out rock hard or like crazy into like making cakes or something. He's going to go one way or the other.
Yeah.
And it's like, your dad a fighter? It's like, yeah, no, I'm not really into it. The lineage could have been so good.
No, that kid's wakeboarding as we speak.
Yeah, to be fair.
Cave diving, wakeboarding.
Bull riding.
Something.
Just attach him to like a helmet something. On the bull's head.
Yeah, bull riding on a wakeboard whilst drinking a Budweiser.
Yes. Like a T-Rex on a dolphin on a great white shark with a rocket launcher.
We're going to do that T-shirt. Yeah, we are going to do that T-shirt.
Definitely.
What was it? Is a velociraptor with a RPG on a great
back
white
of a
shark.
Great white shark.
I love it.
In space.
In space.
Suck on that. Yeah. Galaxy.
Raptors in space. Worldwide. We are worldwide, aren't we?
We are worldwide.
I keep forgetting we've got... I just don't know how they follow.
Mate, I love it.
Like, once I've been speaking to you for a morning and we've had a coffee... I go back and speak to Lacey and she just can't understand what I'm saying.
No, I do twist people's melons a little bit. So
no,
apologies.
You changed my speech pattern.
Yes, yeah. It's only once a week. Imagine if it... That's I mean, true. Wait till you come back from Vegas. Walking. All right, my doc, everything's going, having a brew. Cracking. Fucking hell. Yeah, it'd be good. I don't know if I can afford the divorce, but I'll...
It's going to be hilarious with you boys in Vegas. It's going to be hilarious.
I honestly can't wait. I don't think I could sleep. The thing is, I couldn't sleep, but then I couldn't stay awake and tell Stace why I was so excited, because she's going to have the kids for 10 days, bless her. So shout out to Stace. But it was one of them where I'm lying in bed like, oh my God, we're going to Vegas. Oh my God. And then I'm just going through everything that we could be doing, but I just could not sleep. And she, like, at one point, rolled in and went, you all right? I'm like, yeah, just... just really tired, just can't sleep. But inside, yeah, holding my balls while my heart's going. Yeah, I can't wait, man. I'm so excited.
Yeah. Cub Swanson's on the card. Not fight week.
No, but this weekend, yeah. Cub Swanson.
Eamon Zahabi.
I always like watching Cub Swanson
fight. Eamon Zahabi. He's one of those guys that has been around some of the best fighters in the world for years and years. Obviously, Faraz's brother.
Okay.
And his grappling is amazing. His striking is very, very good. He was doing really well, and then he got caught by Ramos.
Spinning back elbow.
Yeah. But aside from that, like this guy's going to be a world champion one day. Or at least a contender. Yeah. But and the thing is he was coaching a lot of the guys at TriStar as well. Like he was kind of on the mats with Faraz, like coaching these guys, and he's just absorbed so much knowledge. It's amazing that he's only 8 fights into his career. I know he's right down on the undercard, but people need to make sure that they tune into that. He's fighting Vince Morales.
Who's also pretty good.
Who's also very good. Oh, Arjun Buller's on the card as well. Heavyweight. His last fight where his leg got lumped up, do you remember that?
Which one was that?
We're jumping around now.
I don't know.
What else you got to tell me? You've got a book, haven't you? You've brought a book.
I have got a book.
Did you bring it with you?
I have. It's kicking him out. And I'll tell you why I bought a book. I think it's in my bag in the kitchen. Let me just gingerly step down.
You do that. Don't hurt yourself.
Applying too much pressure to my happy sack.
Don't hurt yourself.
It's a sad sack.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do while you're doing that is I am going to pull up the Cage Warriors. Cage Warriors 104. Because there were some awesome fights on the card. There were some really good performances. Corey McKenna, she was taking on Fanny Redman, who was an IMAF champion, and she was in one of my seminars a while ago in Stockholm, and I was very impressed with her. So when I saw that she was fighting Corey McKenna, I just thought she might be a bit too much for her. You all right?
Yeah.
But Corey McKenna's legit. I think she's 18. Did you see that fight? You've got to see it.
Oh, no, I'm going to go back because I've tried not to look at any of the results apart from the things I've seen, but I'm going to go back and watch it all tonight.
She was, I'm sure she's 18, like 18 or 19.
That was the girl that was in the video that you sent, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she looked good. She's
very, very good.
Super chill.
She was on Redman's back for most of the first round, and then the second round, she's just so aggressive.
Yeah.
She's very aggressive, but she's technically very aggressive. You know, she's not... not reckless with it. And no, she's from Jack Shaw's camp as well. The other fight that I wanted to mention from Cage Warriors was Jamie Richardson.
Is this the one you said, Slim?
The Jamie Richardson one, yeah. So it was a rematch. Phil Wells, he came up to the gym the other week. He trains with Dean, and he's a very, very good fighter. Very, like, long-range striker, real awkward. And he was doing well all the way through the fight. He hit Richardson a few times in the body, and like the fight was almost over. At the end of the second round, like Richardson was down, and the horn kind of went, and it like people weren't sure what was going on. So the fight kind of broke and then continued on. Yeah, it was awkward. But then in the third round, Jamie Richardson, I don't know where it came from. He just dug deep. He
dug down.
Yeah, really dug deep.
That was like a Manson.
It was a really fun back and forth fight.
It's crazy where people get that energy from sometimes, isn't it? You know, when you think...
It's like the one we've mentioned before, Scott Smith against Pete Sell.
Yeah, he only had
one punch at that point.
Yeah, good job Drago Sell didn't know anything. Anyway, one more. So
go back and watch Cage Warriors 104. There's some good fights on it. Really good fights. Go on, what are you going to show me?
So,
go on.
Oh. Because of my limited reading skills and talking skills currently, I got a text. It's quite a nice text. But basically, someone had written out a text, taken a screenshot of it, and then tweeted it to me so they could beat the number count of the letters, of the character count, which very I was clever. Like, fucking hell, genius. High five to you. So he basically sent me a message to say, all right, thanks for the stories.
Yep.
I, too, don't like reading very much, but I like reading to the kids, and I often read in stupid voices.
Mm-hmm.
one of my children is currently here.
He wants to sit on your testicle again.
Yeah. He says, I like reading to the kids because I do stupid voices, but I was wondering if you can do the stupid voices so I can tell what yours are like and what mine are like.
Oh, are you going to read to us?
Yeah, I'm going to read you a little bit. I'm going to read you a little bit of...
Wonderful.
The Gruffalo.
Wonderful.
By Julia Donaldson.
Okay.
Do you know the story?
No.
Do you know the story, boys?
No.
The Gruffalo, yeah, I've read it.
Okay, have you seen...
Is that what Andre Feely's got tattooed on him?
Probably.
I'm sure Andre Feely's got a Gruffalo tattoo or something. Looks like that.
I won't be surprised. So essentially, because they did it on at Christmas, they animate a Julia Donaldson thing, either Broom on the Broom or Gruffalo or whatever. So the voices in it are all famous people. But the premise of the story is there's a mouse, right? And this mouse is obviously a proper small little dude.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's wandering through the dangerous woods, all right?
Yeah.
It's not necessarily a gangster tale like the other one. But there's a lot of stranger danger on the way.
Okay. The first thing I'm noticing is the mushrooms growing next to the tree.
Oh, mate, well, whoever wrote this...
They're psychedelic, man.
Whoever wrote this was smashing mushrooms to be able to come up with my dude, who's played by Robbie Coltrane.
Right.
So, ultimately, what he's doing, he's wandering through the woods and he keeps coming across a bit of problems. People who want to eat him. Namely, a fox, an owl, and a snake.
Which, a snake?
Yeah, there's a snake in there. He's a bit of a shitlord.
It's a bit kind of off topic, though, because I'm kind of feeling that's in the UK.
It could be. Mm-hmm. It could be an adder.
Where does the Gruffalo live? Does it say?
To be fair, we always tell the kids...
To be fair, see? You broke his mind as
well. Yeah, there you go. And that's hard as fuck. Imagine getting in there. I'm not saying it's a steel trap. There's already no space. No, there is no space. No, it needs defragmenting. But we tell the kids that he lives at Black Rock in Matlock. So whenever we go there, they're like, can we go in the Gruffalo cave? I'm like, if you want. But I wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't. Sounds risky. Not.
It smells like piss. So
everywhere in Matlock smells like piss unless it's on the main walkway. Have you noticed that?
Yes, it is.
It's weird.
There's not many
it?
Toilets.
No, there aren't.
And there's a lot of places where you can, I'm just going to nip for a slash. It's a lot easier for a lad.
It is.
You know when you've got a pointer?
A pointer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know when you're trying to take kids.
You can get one of them weird poorer things now if you're a woman, aren't you, though?
Oh, no, I have to do the
flu shoot or whatever it's called.
This is a shout out to other dads that have to do this. A shiwi.
A shiwi? Yeah. That's worse. Yeah. Flu shoot's better.
Flu shoot. A chuff gush. No, I'm not gonna. Oh no.
Don't
I've just got
it.
Different versions of names of like monkey's forehead. I can't, no. I'm about to.
Back to the Gruffalo, quick. To go quick,
back to the
quick,
Gruffalo.
Quick, back to the Gruffalo.
Which is a wholesome ooh, tale that I read to my small
place,
children.
Happy place.
Yeah. If you have got small children, to take a lap, my mum used to let me wheel up the car wheel. She'd be like, wheel up the car wheel. So I'd do that.
Why is that a thing?
Did you do that?
No, but I've seen loads of people doing that.
Yeah, just wheel up the wheel. So
why the wheel?
I don't know.
We didn't have alloys.
Yeah, well, maybe. Maybe it was an old shit car, but my mum was like, wheel up the wheel. Whereas with girls, mine will constantly come to me like, I need a wee. And it's not just like, oh, you know when you get them? Yeah, it is. It's that, oh, God, sorry, Dad. I really need a wee. And I'm like, how much do you need? And I'm desperate. And they've gone from being fucking insanely desperate from nothing. Like, I can go, like now, I could maybe take a piss. But I can wait for a bit. I'm not desperate. Mm-hmm. But I can always squeeze one out. That's my mum again. Go for a wee before we go anywhere.
Yeah.
So
maybe they drink coffee, though, because coffee kind of hits me like that.
Yeah, yeah. But at least you can tell when it's coming on. It's not like you're in the middle of a shop.
And I've just driven past the services.
I know you said go to the toilet before we left, but I really need it now. And it's like, there's nowhere to piss. But you have to hold them under the knees and put their back on yours, on your chest, and hold them up. So it's like a gun, like a weird bum gun. And so, you know, all dads will have had to do this at some point when you're in the woods with a girl and you're like, let's go for a wee. And they're like, yep. It's this weird shake thing. So for a boy, it's so much easier. It's so much easier with a pointer.
I don't think I'm proud for kids.
No, man. It's honestly, when you have to wipe the bum with your sleeve. Yeah.
With your full reptile shirt. Is that why you get through them so fast?
That's what I'm telling you. I've just got a back catalogue. So back to the wholesome tale of the Gruffalo. That I read to my small children that I love dearly. Essentially, this mouse, there's a lot of stranger danger in the woods, all right? And
you spend a lot of time in the woods.
I do spend a lot of time in the woods, mainly with Ben. But it got me to the point where
Maybe that's Cowboy's next kid's name. Stranger.
Stranger danger, imagine. That would be fucking incredible. Stranger danger.
Sorry, I keep
Put
diverting.
Down the hose.
I keep diverting.
It's all right. It's Gruffalo. All right. It's all right. So, I've read this a million times, and I read it the other day just before we came, and I was like, this is actually quite creepy, depending on the voice that you do. Because it's like, what's his name? Fat fuck that was in James Corden.
Yeah. Right.
He's the mouse. And he talks like that. So James Corden's the mouse. So you can't really do a lot with that. The fox, it's kind of creepy.
Yeah. But you're in Leicestershire and the fox is our symbol over here.
Well, yeah, you can take that. You can take that, but it depends how we talk.
That doesn't look like a fox, though.
Okay.
That looks like a weird dog.
So, a mouse took a stroll through a deep, dark wood. A fox saw the mouse, and the mouse looked good. And it's at this point that you have to decide on a voice that the fox is going to talk to this little mouse, because he's a predator. So I always went with a bit of a snooty bastard. Where are you going to, little brown mouse? Come and have lunch in my underground house. Now, the thing is, what you have to think is, he doesn't really want dinner with him.
Are we talking quiet because it's bedtime?
Yes, a little bit. We have to go a little bit lower.
Okay.
The Gruffalo is going to be a bit of a fucking geezer. But we don't have to worry about that. That's when we're terrifying them and putting them to sleep. Not with an injection, just to say no. So,
no sedatives involved.
Exactly. So this mouse, he's a bit fucking savvy. He's right. Switched on. His mum said, give me 3 rings when you get to wherever you're going. Right? Don't talk to anyone on the way. If you do, think of an elaborate story that can get you out of any trouble. So he was like, fuck it, no worries, mum.
Don't eat the mushrooms.
He's already pocketed
a few.
They're
on every page.
Yeah, they are. Look, they're loving it. So the mouse turns around and says, it's terribly kind of you, fox, but no, I'm going to have tea with the Gruffalo. A Gruffalo? What's a Gruffalo? A Gruffalo, don't you know? It has terrible tusks and terrible claws and terrible teeth and his terrible jaws. Where are you meeting him? Here by these rocks. And his favourite food is roasted fox. Roasted fox? I'm off, fox said. Goodbye, little mouse. And away he sped. Now, the thing is, because he talks like that, I'm picturing him with a fox dungeon and a tube of KY in his back pocket. If I'm honest.
It's a kid's book. What's wrong with you, man?
Could you not see that from the way he spoke? Like, hello.
Well, that's your voice,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, but why?
That's not coming from the book.
Yeah, but that's...
Like, you've got to take of ownership before, of that
and
voice.
And I was like, oh, shit, I'm going to read this and
so
sound
that's
like
your
a right.
Fuck dungeon voice.
Fuck, yeah. Is it for
now
one or for two?
Yes. Now we know.
How many hours?
That's definitely making it into it's that little mix-up cut.
Fuck dungeon. Funk dungeon and bomb gun. Maybe even monkey forehead.
I'm going to be careful. I'm not realising how much ammunition I'm giving. These guys could probably bury me with some of the shit I'm saying.
Well, you were stabbing a really nice pink puppy the other day.
You believe that?
I look forward to the promo coming through because it's something obviously we're not going to see until we get it. And then you're like, oh, what's he done? And you were stabbing a dog. And I didn't even put it live when the podcast was out because I was like, Dan's not said that's okay yet. And if at one point he said, like, bro, I really love dogs. So I'm stabbing a JPEG. I'm like the cutest little puppy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I won't ruin the end of it. But
hang on. No, but before we move on, because I kind of feel like the voice that you use for the fox should be the voice for the snake.
Oh, do you want to know what the snake is?
Yeah.
The owl's Scottish.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, quite like
Are all owls Scottish?
I don't know, but he looks very wise. And he looks like my friend's dad. He looks like Sam's dad. And Sam's dad is called Dave.
Is he Scottish?
He's a cracking fella. He's lived here forever, but, you know, he's still got the real twang in there. It was his birthday at Sam's wedding. And the first thing we did is his, like, my best man speech for Sam was to sing him happy birthday. So we made it all about his dad. His da. Sorry, I said dad. I pronounced the D at the end. My bad. Right, so the owl, where is he? Here he is.
Mystery said the other day, I can't believe I forgot this. He said, I do accents really well in my head.
Yes! Fuck yeah.
Yes. What?
You should hear my chewing impression.
I play guitar in my head, mate. I speak Spanish in my head.
Speaking about languages, are all languages translated in the listener's head back into English?
They're translated by the guy sitting next to me normally.
Yeah, but you know when they hear it, like when foreign people hear it, do they translate it into English in their own head?
I don't know. My first question, if I'm speaking to someone that's... Huh?
Not if they don't know English.
Is that right?
But I think it would be translated. That's what I thought though at first.
So everybody speaks English in their head.
Yes.
They just speak other languages when it.
Yeah. Yeah. Does a valet cook? Ah, 2 boiled eggs, please. Do you know what I mean?
I don't think that happens.
No.
That no. doesn't sound like it would happen.
Instagram
to me.
Translated mine and Ben's post the other day when I put Los Dos Bros.
That was brilliant. The two bros.
What?
Yeah. That must be the first time you've ever posted something on Instagram that's been offered in translation.
Yes, because I don't...
That was brilliant.
The one that comes up for me is always Stefan Struve's coach's gym, Bob Schreiber. And it's just basically, it's just a timetable of what's happening that day. Yeah. And it's like, see translation? And I'm like, yeah, why not? I want to know what's happening at 3 o'clock. There's always something on.
Yeah. Yeah. It is a cool thing, though. I don't think it's going to be long before we get those little earpieces that just translate into. They had a startup running. Did you see it? I put a bit of money in it.
I like one of them.
I need an email when this is ready.
Imagine that, the amount of shit that we'd be translated into. I know we're worldwide at the minute, but when people actually get it and they're like, "Oh no, I just didn't understand it," because those would break. They wouldn't be like. There is no suitable replacement found for Thundercunt.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Imagine if it's like autocorrect.
Yeah.
And there's someone at Apple playing with the autocorrect. Yeah. They're just like, I'm just going to drop this in. If anybody ever types in this word, this is going to be the first thing it's going to correct.
Rubby funk.
I was typing in Gatwick, as in Gatwick Airport, a little while ago.
Popular word.
Oh, yeah, right. I'm flying into Gatwick at such and such. It replaced Gatwick with goat sucker. One word.
It's way more popular because ducking is probably the biggest one that comes up.
I've just
stopped correcting it now.
Yeah.
You know if I'm fucking starving, I'm ducking starving. And if you get that and you don't get it, we're not friends anymore.
You should That's have fine. Had a t-shirt that said polite as duck on it.
Imagine. That works on so many other
on
levels.
On so many levels.
I'm going to keep the other one, but polite I'll make myself duck. One.
That t-shirt, like my socks that I'm wearing today, and I did think this as I was putting them on.
Wow.
This is prime Dan Hardy Christmas present
that,
sock.
Yeah, that sums you up.
Right? I get anything that's got Union Jacks or Skull and Crossbones on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Or Lego, if it says Lego. But you can always...
I think I got you Lego last year.
Yeah, did you? Did.
I got your Lego in a custom jar.
Oh, that was nice. A custom engraved jar with the... There you go. Engraved like that?
Oh, nice. You can't buy them, but you might be able to soon on a shop.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll put them on a merchandise shop, like a Raptors one or something.
Oh, we could do that.
Yeah, it'd be nice. Yeah, it'd be good.
I like it.
Raptor merch coming soon.
Yeah, man.
There you go.
Raptor merch coming
there
soon.
There he goes. Cool as fuck. It's just sliding into your DMs. Mate.
All customised.
Yeah. The one thing that I get that is always auto-corrected is Stace. I call Stace Stace instead of Stacey, and it changes it to Rubby. Rubbe. And I'm like, what the fuck? Hi, Rubby.
That's not even a word.
No, it's like a weird pet name that I don't use.
Huh.
Do you know what I mean? It's stupid. But yeah, that's my autocorrect. It rolls me off the clock.
Mum and Nun's a pretty common one.
Mum and Nun.
Mum and Nun.
Oh, Nun. Yeah. Just gonna go and see Nun.
Hi Nun.
How's Nun?
Mine puts my name in block capitals, which is really annoying.
Come on, you fucking do that.
Yeah. Kid Mystery doesn't do that.
Block capitals. Did it himself. It's weird.
Was it the iPhone that did a shortcut? It might have been Android. And it did a shortcut that my brother-in-law hacked my phone. That basically, if you type like LOL or hi, mate, it changed it straight to like, you could put in what you want. So you go, hi, mate, donkey fucker. You're like, oh, imagine that. Because the one thing with Apple that fucking kills me is like, you'll write something and you'll write, I don't know what it is, first. And you write first and it'll change it to whatever it is. So you delete it. And then you type first again, and it changes it again. You're like, oh my God. And then you type it like four times without pressing the little cross. You know what it suggests? Do you mean this? No. Space. Oh, you do. And the amount of times I've texted someone, I go, hi, mate, I'll be there. Flip. Fuck's sake. Flip. Fucking hell. Flip. Autocorrect. First. 1ST. Yeah, it fucking kills me. I hate shit like that.
I've just got a message from my mum, and it just said, wow. GOT, Game of Thrones.
Oh, she watched it?
Yeah.
Are you managing to watch it all right?
I am, thank you.
Good.
Yes.
That's good.
Yeah, we're all throned up over here.
Oh, mate.
It's the big one tonight, isn't it?
It is, and we've got our call. What time's our call?
I'm cancelling it.
I can live with that.
For Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I can definitely live with that, because there might be a snake in there that sounds like this. I'm not going to do it. I'll let you know. I'll do it. Maybe we do it in instalments. What do you think?
I think, yeah, we'll do that.
No
we'll
one wants to hear
more. Oh, in story time.
Yeah.
Story time with Monkey Chops.
I just like to break down like what the actual story means, because that mole, I don't know where he's living now, but he's clearly living it up somewhere.
Somewhere?
Shitting on people's heads. I don't give a fuck.
Maybe he's chilling in the dungeon with your man Foxy.
Foxy Gruffalo Fox.
Foxy, with a
tuba KY in his back pocket. Be?
That's a Rob Zombie song. Nice. I don't know why that jumps into my
Maybe
head.
We'll put that in.
We'll put that here.
Press this button to there listen to Rob Zombie. Boop.
Cool. Anything else you want to talk about?
Yeah, what else did I have? Because I don't think you want to listen to any more of that. Hopefully that will answer what
that's,
the guy asked.
That's wonderful. I feel like it's bedtime already. And I've got to go back to the gym and teach.
I don't think you ever need to justify what we've said. But there was one comment on the YouTube channel that, because we were talking about Russia, and you're saying, yeah, people are out there drinking wine in an evening. And they put, the people drinking wine were clearly homeless. And I was like, oh, no, he wasn't.
No, they weren't.
He wasn't poking fun at homeless people. He was saying civilized. Like
sitting on benches
civilized.
With
I'm not
glasses.
Saying homeless people aren't civilized.
Like
I'm saying,
wine glasses.
Yeah,
and
people were drinking wine out of glasses.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, like proper, like there was even a couple that had like a proper little box that had the glasses and the wine in. They came ready.
What, like winning the willows, like a picnic hamper,
like a picnic hamper. Yeah.
Oh God, Ratty yeah. and Mole do Russia. It was. Could you imagine wind in the willows, Russia? Have some wine. Jesus.
Literally yeah. Is.
No, it was a.
You know what wind in the willows is, right? All right.
This camera's gone off.
That camera's off.
That camera's off.
Is it meant to still be on?
See, is this one on?
Yeah, that's...
We're going to start the whole damn thing again, have we?
We can do it.
I've got time right. for that.
Right.
Oh, technical difficulties.
Because we can't see it.
We good?
So you're now giving us more responsibilities. Have we got to now watch that?
I guess so, yeah.
I'll put it on Ben. I'll just let Ben do it.
No, well, you just did it really well.
That's true, but I don't know how long it's been off for. It may be switched off after 2 minutes.
It's been on for a while. I've been checking. I've been watching you guys. Yeah.
Yeah. What you should have done is you should have turned the raptor, the pterodactyl cam, the raptor cam, and turned it on the GoPro on the top.
Yeah. Mm. That's just filming a camera.
It's not filming anything. It's just filming Mystery's forehead. That's what that's.
There you go.
This is what Mystery's head looks like wherever it goes. The Pleasure Dome. Brilliant. Brilliant. That's his fight nickname.
The Pleasure Dome.
The Pleasure Dome Satan.
That's
Pablo.
My sex tape.
Only available on mini disc. Laser disc.
No, all available on Instagram post. Oh. 60 seconds. Boom.
Yeah, done it twice. And cleaned up. Right, I've got Dom Cruise. Oh no, we spoke about Dom Cruise. I was going to ask you about the minute for the break in between rounds.
Mm-hmm.
It's only something I thought of when I was watching the fights this weekend. As soon as the horn goes, has the minute started?
Mm.
Okay, I thought so.
Yeah,
I thought that, but there was a couple of fights I was trying to catch up on quick, and during the round, I pressed +30 twice.
Mm-hmm.
And they still hadn't started yet.
Right.
So I did.
Were they standing in the corners?
Yes.
Yeah. And so sometimes there's a sponsor read that it leads us back into the round. Okay. And it can run over by sort of 3-4 seconds.
Yeah.
The show tends to run to about 3 seconds either side.
Okay.
But it's so tight. But every now and then it will, you know, the sponsor read will come in a bit late, yeah, or whatever.
I can't remember which fight it was, but I was like, oh my God. And then I thought to myself, I'm pretty sure it's as soon as the horn's gone.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Because obviously the fighter's still got to get back to their corner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's one question. The other thing is a quick story that I wanted to tell you about my friend Sam.
Okay.
Because it was Easter, wasn't it?
It was Easter.
So I was at work, and Sam is one of my oldest friends. I've mentioned him before, but I've known him since I was like 2. And he's always had this just... like power to devour anything. Doesn't matter if it's an ice, like a Magnum, 2 bites, it's gone. Like a burger, 2 bites, it's gone. He just devours everything. And he's even eaten my stuff out of the fridge at work. So like we're going to work, chuck stuff in there. And he laughed at me the other day. He was like, oh my God, I ate Jason's chicken things the other day. He doesn't even know. I was like, they were mine. Do you know what I mean? He's like, he's proper cocky with it. Well, because, I mean, he's the same age as us. And he's the type of person that will go out and just overindulge. Like he had 2 milkshakes in this thing at a diner the other day, made himself sick. And will openly admit that he makes himself sick, like a dog eating just too much. And he came in after Easter and he's like, oh, dude, how did you get on? And I was like, what with? And he was like, Easter, what did you get? And I was like, oh, I'm not bothered. I don't eat chocolate. I don't, like after working in a chocolate factory, I eat bits of chocolate, but it doesn't bother me at all. Like if you give me a box of Salt-N-Vinegar crisps, don't fucking look away because I will eat the lot in one go. Whereas he's all about chocolate. And he was like, oh, mate. He says, I think I've fucked up. And I was like, well, what's up? He says, oh, I nearly made myself sick on Easter. And then I found Rachel, who's his wife, hiding her Easter eggs. And I was like, well, I'd fucking hide stuff on me. He's like, yeah, no. He said, I never told you about last year.
Burying them in the garden.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, what the fuck happened last year that your wife... Now, bear in mind, he's a working man. He earns money that he can go and buy whatever chocolate he wants, but doesn't. He waits till he gets it bought at Easter. So I said, what the fuck did you do last year that was so bad that Rachel has to now hide her eggs? He went, oh, it was a short-term win. And I was like, go on. He says, I got all of her Easter eggs, took the back off, stole the back, rewrapped it and put something in to prop the egg forward so that it looked like it was a full egg.
Genius.
And ate the lot. He said, I did it so quick as well. And I ate them all quick so she couldn't take them off me like a child. And I was like, what the fuck were you thinking? He was like, I know. It was a short-term win. I got the chocolate. I was like, were you sick? He was like, I was a little bit sick. So what the fuck? Have you ever done that?
Yeah, I have. I can think of one bad food day back in training camp. And I'd gone over to see Jimmy Warled.
Standard.
Yep, standard. And we decided we were going to compete to see how much we could eat. And this was back when there was no restriction at all for me on bad food day. I ate everything.
Yeah.
And we did a big pizza each. Then we had Chinese food. Then we got one of those full boxes of like the Lindor red truffles.
The little balls.
Oh my God. Then we both had little balls. And then we had a whole tub of Ben and Jerry's each as well. And by the end of it, we were both just like, I physically couldn't drive home. I was like laying on the floor of his house. And I, in that moment, I wish I could have been sick, but I didn't. I had to force myself to sit through it. I've never done it since.
It's the 2 days later when you're sat there, you're like, I just, it's in. It's not coming out any which way. It's just a brick. It's just a brick of solid food now.
Yeah.
There's a picture that crops up on my timeline once every couple of years. And my brother lives in Chicago now, but when he comes back, we used to do food challenges the same. And we'd get, you know, the tiger loaf you get from Tesco.
Food challenges, yeah. Go on,
we need to do more of that. Man versus food.
No.
Mystery versus food.
Hang on, go on, carry on.
Well, we'd get, because your nan actually came up with the best idea.
Fucking sadist.
Me and Rich were fucking stupid. We got a whole tiger loaf each, cut it in half like a cob or a wrap, roll. It's a fucking cob. Buttered it up, put a load of chicken nuggets in there, a whole pan of chips in there, a load of other shit, and ate the lot. Nearly died. It was horrendous. And it was your Nana Barb that texted through and said, we used to do that, but we'd take all the bread out. So you get the nice crusty bit, but that you'd put a full English in there and just eat it. And I was like, that's genius. Richard keeps coming up on my timeline, lying there on a settee, looking like he's about to have a food baby. And it's horrible. It just reminds me of how uncomfortable it was.
Pinching, that's what... So there are two terms I've heard in Subway being used in the US. In California, it was quite a popular thing to like take the bread out of the sandwich to like lessen the carbs.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you want it pinched? Do you want the bread pinching? So, like they just pinch it out. I also heard somebody say, would you like it unbreading?
Unbreading?
Would you like me to unbread this sandwich?
Imagine if you turn around, there's fuck all day. What's like, that, a salad? Great, fucking hell, you are a ninja at unbreading. Where's it gone? It's like, it's just cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah, and chuck it in.
It's basically a salad, right?
Yeah, I don't know if I'd want Billy Two Stars at Subway to fucking go rogue on my bread. Yeah. Like, as much as they've got gloves on. And
he's wearing his gloves that have still got tattoo ink all over the fingers.
Yeah,
just turn them inside out.
Yeah, it's just one of them where you're like, can I come round and do it myself? It's like, nope.
Yeah.
Nah. I mean, my brother used to work at a Subway, which was cool, because you'd go in and be like, everything on everything. It would taste like shit, but it was free. Just had this fucking Subway. Have you seen them people that do a Subway footlong and roll it in a Domino's pizza? Other fast food outlets are available. But you know, if you get a thin and crispy Domino's, which is quite big, roll that up in a Subway and destroy that.
What's wrong with people?
I reckon I could do it.
Calzone.
I reckon you could do it.
Yeah.
What?
Calzone.
Calzone.
It's not really, is it? It's not really a calzone. I mean, it's a Subway sandwich and a fucking pizza.
Right.
Calzone. Don't try and give it a fancy name.
Yeah.
Don't try and give it a fancy
name. Do you reckon someone just dropped a pizza and was like, fucking calzone. What did you say?
Maybe it's a cuss word.
Yeah, I reckon it was. And maybe then it was just like
flung it up and it just stuck together and like,
yeah, and they're like, oh, calzone. What did you say, Dad? Nothing. Just calzone this pizza.
Just pull that trademark site up.
Yeah.
Talking of food challenge. We on Thursday it was Mystery's birthday.
Happy birthday to Mystery.
Yeah. And we picked the van up. How cool
it
is
was
the van?
Badass. Yeah. It was badass.
So we took him to Matlock to get some fish and chips and, you know, Skeg Vegas, isn't it? It's
what did you think? What did you think to Matlock?
I thought it was nice, to be fair. Genuinely,
I fucking love it. It is a proper, it's something you've been brought up with, or you know. I mean, it's just a dying seaside town without a seaside.
I've never been there before, ever.
It was so,
just to set the picture for people that don't know Matlock, but I'm sure all the listeners do because it's a, you know.
Yeah. Well, they can Google
it's
it.
It's a village, right? It's a village on the side of like of a river. It's not even a river, is it?
It's a road.
It's a road, yeah.
It's one road.
Where all the motorcyclists gather.
On a Sunday.
On a Sunday. And it's arcades, chip shops, motorbike shops.
Yeah.
Weird, like museum type stuff,
yeah, and like sweet shops, and like with candy floss shops, and rock, right? And so all the stuff that you get on like a front on like a pier of something in the 60s. But then there's a place called Black Rock, which is basically a massive rock face that people go and climb and go and have picnics, and you walk your dog there. And then on the other side is Heights of Abraham, which you've got these massive alpine style cable cars.
Which is really weird.
Which
it's a very strange place.
It's bonkers.
It doesn't really make a lot of sense, but it's a cool spot. Yeah, and a lot of people go there, like drive out the afternoon or whatever. It's not far from us. So we took Mystery because it was his birthday. We got him some fish and chips and we called into one of those traditional sweet shops. And I got a couple of things. I got some like cough candy twists.
Yeah.
My granddad got me hooked on when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I think it's got some pear drops as well. Mystery got these things. These little blue.
That fucking blue thing. Oh. Antifreeze.
Antifreeze, that's exactly what it was.
Have you still got them?
Yeah, in my room.
Like, it's like a practical joke suite. I don't even think it's real. It's not.
Mate.
He was like, yeah, but once you've sucked it for a bit, it starts to taste
bad shit.
Yeah,
you can have
like,
the good shit.
Why would you have a sweet that tastes like shit?
It
was like salty, and it was like. Salty. It was salty, gash. And it was sour, and it was. Ugh.
I didn't like
blue.
It.
Blue. No foods are blue.
I was brought up eating toxic waste. So. Like, literally the sweet toxic waste.
Is that right?
Yeah, my kids will eat that. They'll do challenges where they eat shit sweets and like unbox sweets
that
and eat them.
That sounds terrible.
Like, this is really sour.
But what I reckon we need to do.
Yeah, it's making your tabs laugh. That's another local expression.
Yeah.
When you get something that sour that it hurts your jaw in, you're like,
Yeah, makes your tabs laugh.
It was horrible.
So what we're going to do next time we go to Matlock, we're going to call into that shop and we're going to get a selection of these horrendously tasting,
horrendous tasting
sweets. And then we can take a nice little box with, we'll get some film cartridges and we'll keep a few sweets in this box. And then when we go to gyms, we'll challenge the pro fighters there to a Mystery Eats.
Oh, and imagine it's the faces
sour.
They're going to put. Truth or sour. Oh, man.
Can I ask some hard-hitting questions?
What, while they're going... It tastes like shit. What if you just get in and I like it? Oh.
Yeah, no one's going
to
do that.
Well, they'll get the option to pick. Do you want to eat the sweet or tell us a truth?
Yeah, but has it got to be a juicy truth?
Oh, hell yeah.
Not like I'm a size 11 shoe.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I meant by we'll ask some hard-hitting questions.
Yeah, well, the shoe one's pretty fucking hard.
I just think we force people to eat them. I just think we go, are you going to take this challenge? Then eat one of these horrible sweets. They were awful.
Yeah.
They were awful.
I would have loved to video your expression, man.
Yeah, mine went out the window pretty quick. I was just like, no, thank you. Yeah. And you were like, this is, what? You asked a lot more questions before then. I know you didn't want to throw it because you were going to kill someone if it landed on them. It was like a cannonball.
I thought it was going to explode. You're like, burst into flames.
I wasn't feeling it. It made me laugh though because we went in because, again, with Matlock being old school, I don't think they've got internet or credit cards yet. So it was one of them where we walked in and you were like, I've got no cash. And instantly... we turned into his dad and I turned round because we were both like, obviously it's his birthday, we're like, yeah, grab what you want, bro, we've got some cash, it's all good, I'll treat you. Next minute, turn round and I turned to look at these guys and there's Dan and Kid Mystery stood here and Dan was like, you can have that or you can have that, you're not having both. And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but he was like, he had two bags of sweets and then this like dinosaur thing.
Yeah, but
we should have got it.
Trying to pull the glasses off my face as I was bullying. Dude,
we'll get that for next time.
We do have to give Davey T. Croft a shout out though,
yeah.
Because randomly, fair play to you, dude. While we were in Matlock, eating Matlock chips, I got a text from David T. Croft, who's been an original Full Reptile warrior from day one. Yeah, right? Was a first 100. And he texted me and was like, dude, just listen to the podcast. Strange that Matlock came up, and I was like,
We'll meet you there next time, Dave.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll meet you there.
I was like, some fish what and the chips. Fuck? So he wants to meet us at Matlock, and he also wants a bum bag.
Okay, so a fanny pack.
Yeah, I said we'll call it
Mystery's
David Utility Pouch or Davy Utility Croft Pouch. We'll incorporate him somewhere. We'll just put really nice long hair. He's got epic hair.
He has got epic hair.
He's got fucking hair down here, and I think he's one of the only guys that outbeards me at the minute. He's got a bigger grufty than me. Which is a bit of a fucker, but what are you gonna do? I give him a shout-out. So, yeah. So, that was Mal. I think so.
Is your list on?
Hold on.
Hold up.
Did the Cowboy Oliveira dance, did it remind you of when you're pot-baked and you're making yourself a cup of tea and you stood in the kitchen?
I dance like that all the time.
Me too, mate. I'm constantly I've got a little bit of swagger all the time, like when I'm making a brew or whatever.
Yeah.
And it just reminded me of that, because then when he was dancing all the way down, even on the check-in point, they were like, all right, stand still. And he was like, yeah, what the fuck?
To be fair, I'd never seen you that hard.
when?
When you came in the other day.
Got me.
Where?
Yeah, you were doing the Olivier.
Were you doing the dance?
Hang on. You need to be careful. I've got a video of you doing a ring girl walk. Oh, I nearly forgot about that.
Oh man, that was after that farty girl came up and started.
A farty girl?
Oh, that's a story for another podcast. That is definitely a story for another podcast.
I definitely need to hear that for next time. Yeah. Next 2 minutes, I will definitely be hearing that story.
Right, let's get a brew on, shall we?
Let's do it.
Let's get a brew on.
That's it, man.
Yeah.
Who are you taking for the main this week? Who are you choosing? Cowboy or Aya Quinta?
I'm leaning towards Aya Quinta. I think he's going to work the body pretty well. But then again...
head says Aya Quinta.
Yeah, head says Aya Quinta. I always like to see Cowboy successful because I just like what he's all about.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I just love Aya Quinta at the same time. So I hope they have a great fight and they win a bonus.
That's all we want.
There we go. Happy days.
Thanks for listening to my story.
Yeah, man. It's been wonderful. Thanks for the voices.
Anytime.
Raptors, thanks for joining as well. Hopefully their mics work because the camera's shut. Yeah. It is by request, though. Someone did request that we mic them up.
We've got to, man. The thing is, it's one of, so they're going to be pressing the Instagram screen like, is there any sound on this? Both of them. Fully animated. And with Ben, who's absolutely asleep.
Out of it.
Fuck me.
Right. Awesome. Thank you very much for listening. Enjoy the fights this weekend. We'll see you next time.